Hello, campers. Due to recent events and recent publication releases, I would push everyone towards my Twitter. I put a video of a Russian general being interviewed on there, and it's not very long. I think it's less than 10 minutes. You should go watch this Russian general get interviewed, and then I'm gonna just patch up the rest of this nonsense that everybody's commenting on now.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
So let's start with, if you watch the Russian general video, you're going to get a briefing on several aspects about how the world is functioning. And that guy is basically saying there is a criminal racket. Okay? He also uses the word Satanists. He doesn't get emotionally involved and he doesn't start using a bunch of religious dogma words to describe how the Satanist operates. He simply describes them as a group of people that describes, or I'm sorry, that want, desire a very small crop of humans that they get to keep as slaves. Okay? So it's really kind of important you go watch this because very few people in America, like most of the news people, aren't news people. These are clickbait entertainment repeaters. They are selling you ads, they are selling you their personality. They are useless individuals. Everybody's pissed off that Ye would walk out of a Tim Pool interview. Fuck Tim Pool. Tim Pool is one of the worst fucking things on the internet, okay? Let me give you an example of the problem that Ye is talking about. The media has a mafia in it, okay? When you say the Italians run garbage, everybody's like, yeah, the Italians run garbage. Waste management. Okay? And that's the mafia. And everybody kind of understands it. Ye cannot be given an honest forum at all where he is not told he's an anti-Semite and then required to defend himself out of that hole. No, he hasn't been the most eloquent in describing the Jewish mafia. As a matter of fact, our mob movies were way more they delivered the message that there were more than one type of mafia. You know, the Italian mafia, the Puerto Rican mafia, the Mexican mafia, the Jewish mafia. Well, guess what? You are not permitted to criticize those in power, okay? Real power. You can throw rocks at the government, it's your right. But you're a bunch of dumb motherfuckers who do what you're told. You have been given an emotional outlet. Yell at your politicians. Just don't hurt them. The reason you're not permitted to hurt politicians is because the facade will fall down. The reason Ye can't get in on a shake is because no one is permitted to criticize those in power. And who is it? It's the Jewish mafia. And their behaviors. When Ye says something stupid, every payment processor, lawyer, and bank on the planet isn't supposed to cut him off. That's not how it works. That's not how rights work. That's how mafias work. And they all go to the same synagogue. But let me be even more specific. This is a bunch of Talmudists, not Torah. Talmud, okay? At which point there's a separation. To be honest, Ye has been attacked. He's lost his family. As soon as he is at his low point, lo and behold, his wife has been granted access to be the host of Saturday Night Live. And we all know Saturday Night Live's part of that same media mafia that's been trying to convince everybody of bullshit. His Ye's therapist is in on it. Ye's wife is in on it, and they threaten his children. He now has to watch people control his children, and the perception of his children. My first wife is a parental alienator. I have gone through all of the things that Ye is going through right now, minus the public media tour. Okay? I have done this tour where I was a heretic. I was treated like I was the... Everybody who knew that I did not molest my daughter still looked at me as if I had an interesting legal battle to face, instead of every single one of them being outraged that the system is going to waste its time investigating me because there was an eyewitness, my second wife, that no one was molesting anyone in my house. But I had to go through the heretics tour. Okay? Ye has not been accused of molesting his children. He has been stripped of everything. And when his reaction can be preyed upon, the media vultures prey on it. This is not compassion. Now, I am not defending how he has attacked the Jewish mafia, nor am I going to defend the Jewish mafia. I will attack everyone who immediately assumes anti-Semitism is a motive, because I will be very clear to you Americans. You put that fucking mask on when you were told. You aren't smart enough to judge motives. No, you're not. Figuring out someone's motive from across the street is really hard. It requires a bunch of information. And I guarantee Tim Pool ain't smart enough to do it. Mr. Hat ain't smart enough to do it. So when Kanye gets tired of this shit and he walks out and then is told, oh, as soon as you ask him a question, he fucking rolls out. Kanye's clearly not an anti-Semite, but he isn't, you know, Kanye's creative. He lives in that world where he's permitted to be himself. And now he has to fight. People aren't nice when they have to fight, even when they are themselves. So let me help Mr. Kanye. Okay? Brother Ye, you need to use the phrase Jewish mafia. Now I'm going to skip past all that and I'm going to go right to the Talmud. Okay? Everyone could go look up a guy named Patrick Killinan, and he has several documentaries online about, you know, featuring him, and he basically fought the British legal system, statutory system, to find out that it has been usurped by Talmudic principles. And this is where, you know, I'm a lawfare expert. When a statute is written, it is not adjudicated, really. Okay, the process is somebody writes a law, writes a statute, and then if anybody doesn't like it, they have to take affirmative action against the system to stop it. So this is partially why the system is bad, is statutes become incumbent upon you through magical nonsense. Then the law gets adjudicated once someone has taken the affirmative action, and you will get a precedent. And I will be explicitly clear. There has to be almost no connection between the statute and the precedent. The statute can be overturned and the new precedent can be the de facto statute. The end. That is how this system, or air quotes, has interpreted said things. And that is kind of the overall mode and functionality. So understand that Patrick Killinan is talking about what we will call Jew lawyers using Talmudic principles to destroy someone else's statutory matrix. And I will state, from my understanding in the documentaries that I've seen on it, that the Bible and the Quran are religious texts, and the Talmud is an education wrapped in dogma. And it's different. It's just different. And education will... A Jew is able to outsmart a Christian in a courtroom. But when you mince Bible versus Torah, you're both having an ignorant fight. And that's where I go back to the Talmud is bigger than Jew. And while Torah is Jew, Talmud is bigger than Jew. Talmud would cover Satanists, okay? My understanding and reading of the Talmud is that there are many principles of the Talmud. The Talmud is basically a type of legislature. It is a better... It's not just an educational book. The Talmud is a de facto legislature, which the Bible is not. And if you think you get 50 sects of Christians, Catholicism, which is where the Bible came from, and then all of the Protestant sects. No, that is not a holistic interpretation, and not even close. And I understand there are different sects of Jews, and there are different sects of Muslims, but there are a few fractures in the Muslim community and the Jew community, but in the Christians, they are the ultimate, and we have all decided to have our own flavor. So when I say that the Talmud does not permit the Torah certain leeways, everybody in Judaism gets an education from the Talmudists. Then, when I tell you the Satanists also use this same statutory structure, I am willing to be corrected on the following things, but here I'll just present what was presented to me in documentaries. 3-year-old females can be raped because their virginity will grow back. Now this is where we go back to Bible and Quran and Torah-like, ancient, ignorant rationalizations for certain crimes. But we will skip past what you would call the most hyperbolic. I put that one in there because everybody is looking at pedophilia being normalized. Well, if pedophilia can't be normalized, we can't all be happy for gay men. And gay men primarily come from sexual abuse in their childhood. So we're supposed to celebrate abused children in their final state instead of questioning where did all of these sexually abused men come from. And there's lots of people who point out the men's rights movement and men take the worst. Yeah, men just take the worst of it, and I kind of don't fucking care about that. I'll throw the beta males under the bus before I start bitching about how the rest of the males don't get any leeway. But just look, you just have to look at how the disparity of the principles is applied. Males are supposed to be derided, and they're not supposed to be put in charge. And when a male is offered up, it's supposed to look like Tim Pool, not like Kanye. It's supposed to be capitulatory. It's supposed to be about the latest thing. And that's what it really is. Like, you could call it personality clashes, but I don't find Tim Pool anything other than a clickbait repeater with a band that he's trying to promote in a bunch of ads. I don't find him a good information source. So when Kanye walks out, I'm kind of okay. Getting back to the Talmud, this permits the concept of goy. Okay, goy is where you will get human trafficking. Goy is non-Jew, not entitled to justice, can be sold and owned. Goy. This is a Talmudic principle. I don't know about the Torah. And to be honest, I haven't done a deep dive in the Jewish religion because I don't waste my time with religions, which I will get to my next point. The Satanists are part of this lunatic cabal of people that rule the media sphere and the money sphere and the payment sphere and the banking sphere. Banking is different than money. The central banks that print money are not the same as your local bank. Your local bank is run by people who, let's assume that they're nice and they were run by what they thought the regulatory state was. And they're like, okay, I'm not a fraud. I play by the rules. And they did that. They would not realize that their lawyers would, there's all kinds of games. Again, Patrick Killinan's whole point is that a crafty Talmud lawyer can go into any statutory matrix and pick it apart for two reasons. The first is, that lawyer knows that he could run to Israel and seek asylum, and that is where many pedophiles run to seek asylum. But when I say a lawyer knows he could run there, I would just state that the richest people and what we will call, the one percenters that everybody, royals and people who exploit what they would call money and privilege, they know something. They know that their crafty Talmud lawyer can walk into any country and get them out of the country. At worst, their crafty Talmud lawyer would get them out of the country. So this is where you can have a jurisdiction set up under Talmudic law. This is where human trafficking would be permitted. Human experimentation would be permitted. Not upon the Jew, mind you. Only upon the goy. So, if you don't like those distinctions, you have to go do your homework into the Talmud. We're not stating all Jews. We are stating people who hide, Zionists and Westboro Baptist Christians are the same thing. Zionists dress better. They also, and let me tell you something about Westboro Baptist Christians that Zionists are not. Zionists are not honest. They might tell you they're a Zionist, but that's about the only warning you're going to get. Westboro Baptist Christians are so stupid, they're honest. They're honestly bigoted. They'll look you in the face and be a proud bigot because they're dumb. Zionists don't refer to you as goy. They try to use every lawyer tactic, every tort, every way you can twist words around. There's a lady who was talking about the World Economic Forum. I forget her name. She is the enemy. She gets up and says, there was so many distorted pieces of information, links, distorted links were at the top of Google. We had to do something about that. Go look up the word tort. Okay? Tort means is a verb. T-O space T-W-I-S-T, to twist. That is what tort means. Distorted means untwisted. And this woman from the World Economic Forum was partnering with Google to make sure that you and I don't get distorted information. Okay? We are the goy, and we are to be spoken at right to our faces because we are stupid. That is the problem. If you are unwilling to throw rocks at religion, you are a child. If you are unwilling to throw rocks at certain religions because you fear reprisal, you have forgotten that religion is fake. The Satanist already knows it. So that's where I go back to, you got to listen to that Russian guy again now that I've been talking for 10 minutes. Go listen to him again. He is a military scientist, and so am I. And I'm going to tell you a different story, my analysis, not so much even my opinion, because it's not me. I'm going to line the facts up in a line, in a straighter line. Once you do your homework, you will find that J.R.R. Tolkien and knew how to cipher languages. Okay, he ciphered Elvish and Orcish out of, I don't know what it was, Latin, English, whatever he did. He performed an act that you can look at. He took a language and he made a whole other language. My understanding is that military scientists have been ruling this planet for a very long time. If you start with Graham Hancock, you will find much evidence of lost civilizations and technology, and he is not the only one. If you don't like the Graham Hancock story, you really only have to go find out that the federal government will not fund an archaeological dig that'll go down below a certain depth because they don't want to know what's down there, and they don't want anybody else to know what's down there either. And when you get outside of English-speaking academia, you will find that there are plenty of skeptics to what many people are calling our history. So when I say that we probably had a civilization that was about as advanced as ours, but a cataclysm destroyed them between 13,000 and 11,000 years ago through multiple meteorite impacts on this planet. Meteor impacts on this planet. The torrid meteor stream, it hits us every year. The good thing about the meteors, like everybody likes to talk about certain things, but you have to understand the natural progression throughout time. This planet goes through the torrid meteor stream twice every year, and once a large object from that meteor stream falls out of any orbit that will ever touch Earth again or falls to Earth, it can't fall to Earth again. So thousands of years ago, 13,000 to 11,000 years ago, there is a lot of evidence that humanity and other things just got wiped out. And it wasn't humanity's fault. But what happened afterwards is a group of military scientists went around the planet. They collected up every artifact they could collect. They destroyed everything else that they could that they found. And all of those artifacts ended up in the Vatican basement, basically. And then you just start watching through the Holy Roman Empire. You can watch where it's split and, you know, it goes to Constantinople and they bury all of the relics in Italy. In what they bury them. And then the Constantinople church goes back years later. They didn't go back for any other reason than to collect the shit they buried. Okay.
people didn't know it was there. They wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it if they found it. So that's where I would say that the Vatican basement and the Library of Congress and certain, the Egyptian government was co-opted by the American government, and they would just not let people explore any of the Egyptian ruins to find out more of what we don't know. So this advanced technology being used against humans isn't that difficult when you understand language. At which point, I say you go and you look for Tolkien-like evidence that Yiddish, the language of Yiddish, was ciphered from another language. At which point, I call Yiddish a security layer, because I don't know what language it was ciphered from, but apparently it was ciphered from another language. That language is the one that I would say somebody claims is intellectual property and is hiding from us right now. And we are left over with like Latin and English, and how all these languages got fractured is the Tower of Babel and the story of Babylon. And when you look at the Vatican Bank, it makes the Tower of Babel picture even more prescient, because all of these people control money and they control the lawyering and how it gets done and the contracts. And as soon as the concept of a smart contract starts bouncing around the planet, guess what happens? These people start losing their power. No more lawyer contract to adjudicate whatever we're going to adjudicate. Smart contract. And then these people that have been ruling with an iron fist for a very long time, keeping people ignorant, they knew. Here, I'll go back to the benevolent tyrant. They knew a long time ago, when the printing press broke out, two books got printed, books on religion and books on witchcraft. And let me tell you about the books on witchcraft. They were true. The Satanist knows that religion is false. They know that the Bible and the Quran and the Torah, they know they're all made up shit. Well, the Torah, the Talmud is made up shit too, but it's made up properly, and it teaches people how to exploit other people. It really just teaches people. It teaches you how to dialectically defend yourself. And then, once you understand how to dialectically defend yourself, you know how to exploit other people, if you're into that. So, the believers are going to find out that Satanism is really a religion based in military science and chaos. And peace is a type of religion based in order. I'm not stating that you have to believe in peace, because it's obvious when there isn't a bunch of chaos around you that you are in a de facto state of peace. And I, you know, if peace is your goal, then you really have to understand how this happened. We've been exploited for a long time. The people who wrote the Bible knew how it ended. It ended with technology. And they knew it ended with technology because they had cleaned it up or burned it. And then they started producing religion for others to keep them in a state of psychological warfare, because belief is how that works. And there is no belief in a smart contract. That is where everyone's going to get, they're going to know the difference between engineering and philosophy. Up until today, you know, when you use language to try to bridge engineering and philosophy, you find out how inept language is and how good engineering is and how bad philosophy can be. And if we're going to save ourselves, we have to understand the nature of the problem. And the nature of the problem is tyranny. And the nature of the solution is someone who will stand up and say no. Not one person who will stand up and say no. Hundreds of millions of people who stand up and say no. But if you don't know why, and every time Ye says, hey, look at this problem we got right here, and it's anti-Semitism. It isn't. It isn't. Kanye West has stumbled upon racketeering. A RICO case would apply, but of course the FBI is too busy trying to make sure you can download a Taylor Swift song, not attacking anything that you and I would call a real problem. And again, the system is fake. It's fraud, and it's being disassembled by adults. And if you need a little a clue on that, Nancy Pelosi sends a bunch of money to Ukraine. Ukraine puts it through FTX. FTX sends it back to Nancy Pelosi. Whitewashed. And then
of all of the 50 years that Nancy Pelosi decides to exit from politics, she exits between when she sent the money and when everybody found out how it came back. She disappears from politics between those 2 points. You gotta be kidding. So here's my assessment. Nancy Pelosi's in some type of custody. And if you ever see her in front of a camera again, her handlers will look at her and say, "Hey, Nancy, you're going to go out there and tell those people what we told you to tell them in the name of the plea deal. Because if you don't, you're going all the way, Nancy." And she's going to do what she did before. She's going to do what her handlers told her to do. So the timeline of Babylon is it started a long time ago and hasn't ever technically stopped. And we live in it right now. And it's just obvious that everybody's babbling because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Well, then they get stressed out and attacked like Kanye, and he is not given any leeway. He is immediately an anti-Semite who lost his children and his fortune stolen from him, and now he will be labeled an anti-Semite and told dig himself out of the hole. And everyone is encouraged to gang pile on him, and he has to be the perfect victim, or he will not be granted victim status. And that is the entire goal. Keep you frothing. Keep anybody who could point out anything about those in power and how they operate a secret. And everything you don't know is a secret, oh dearest of Goy. Because that's what you are when you think Kanye deserves what he's getting, even though he fucked up a little. He only fucked up a little. He doesn't deserve any of this. And, you know, if it's not an obvious coordinated effort, his old lady is on Saturday Night Live to rub it in. He is being attacked by his former associates. And that is sad. And he will not get justice because the grips that they have on him, he didn't understand the claws that he had in him. He thought those people were being genuine, and he got involved with them, and now they will steal, lie, they will take from him in any way, shape, or fortune they can. Or any way, shape, or form they can, they will get his fortune. And when they have mobbed up his old lady, they're threatening his kids, man. So if you expect him to be a perfect victim under those circumstances, I wasn't, but I wasn't on TV. And I wasn't being attacked by Jews. I was being attacked by lawyers. And when I attacked back, I figured out how to automate a legislature. So Ye is an artist. He does music and he does fashion. And I'm not trying to deride any of that shit, but he's not a goddamn military specialist. He doesn't know how to rip through those people literally and figuratively. He doesn't know how to defend himself. He did not know that he was being drawn in a while back. So Ye gets my compassion. He would also get my instruction if he was around. And now he will get mobbed up with anybody who likes the camera. And just keep an eye on the people around him, because the next wave of parasites will hit him. And if Milo and Nick Fuentes do not take care of Kanye, they will just demonstrate them to be the next wave of people preying on fame, doing anything to be in the limelight. And if they don't, and if they behave fine, then they'll come out of this like the most unlikely three amigos you've ever seen. The Satanist wrote all these books. And the Talmud is what's being used to adjudicate and permit these things to run the earth. And FTX is the financial side, and Nancy Pelosi is the political side, and the people who steal from Ye are the RICO side that nobody is supposed to know about. And that RICO, remember, Rudy Giuliani attacked the Italian mafias and severely damaged the way they worked through statute. And the people who do not want their actions to suffer the same kind of scrutiny that an Italian mafia gets are the Jewish mafia. They want the power to be able to blackball Kanye's, any type of Kanye, whenever they want. They don't want to answer to anybody else. That's just kind of natural. But when I say they'll do it and then they're not going to answer to any American statutory system, you and I need to understand that if the rules aren't the same for everybody, that even though Kanye might be not expressing himself the best this week, that he is under attack. He does need help. And that when you cannot understand that all of the obvious collusion that goes on right around him isn't obvious, and you choose to be the ignorant child to throw anti-Semitism at him just to watch him squirm, maybe you're not listening to what's being said. You're clearly not watching to what's being done. And the vast majority of Americans are nothing but government school kids. None of them should be heard from. But everybody has a microphone now. So when I use mine, it sounds like, don't be too hard on Kanye, children, and shut the fuck up, because he does have something to tell you. And if you can't hear it from him, go hear it from the Russian general on BitChute on Twitter. I put it on my Twitter, but it's on the video is on BitChute. Go hear the same story that Kanye is telling you, but hear it from a Russian general. And then when the Russian general doesn't say it's Jews and he doesn't say it's the Talmud, but he does blame Satanists, that's where I'm going to say you have to put some stuff together. You need Patrick Kilonen plus that general plus Kanye. And then you're going to get the proper battlefield report. If you guys don't understand how psychological warfare works, it's the entire media sphere. And I'm better at this game than you. So you have to look at all of the pieces. You have to make sure that the statutes that Kanye is being handed are the things that protect him. And here he is living under what you would understand to be American law. And he is completely not safe to make an error with his mouth. He will lose $1 billion for making an error with his mouth. That's not okay. That's not okay. But lo and behold, it's really just a lawyer trick and a media trick, where the lawyers and the media gang up on them at the same time, and we are all supposed to blame the victim. So when I tell you, if you need more presence of the collusion, there are plenty of businesses, plenty of media places that didn't even need to be called when they started shunning Kanye. They're all on the same sheet of music. They know what the deal. You are not permitted to speak truth to power. And the best way to do that is to not let you speak the name of the powerful. Well, it is the Jew mafia. And we are not supposed to look at that. You are not supposed to know what the word inflation means, dummy. You are not supposed to know what a goy is, dummy. You're supposed to be a good little goy. Do what you're told. Okay? So when you believe that there are not Zionists who refer to you as goy and would purchase your children for organs for their children, then you don't understand Westboro Baptist Christians, you don't understand Zionists, and you don't understand jihadis. Period. Just because the Zionists dress better and have more money doesn't mean that they're any less garbage. And when you have a legal system that can effectively hide a Satanist, what you get then is a state of war. Because our statutory system has been preyed on by local Satanists where they can practice their religion, which includes rape and murder, and they will get away with it as long as they fundamentally don't get caught. They will then have what you would call a speedy trial that will take several years. All of the people involved that can be involved to get these people off the hook will be involved. Remember, Ghislaine Maxwell sold children to no one. But the reality is that network is being cleaned up, not in the public eye. It's being cleaned up and not reported on. But at a certain point, the evidence shows up in the reports. Nancy Pelosi disappears at the most convenient time in political Nancy Pelosi history, right after she could be demonstrated to have committed a huge, large global whitewash operation for money. And that money came from the U.S. government. It wasn't some even business endeavor. So you got to read the stuff that's on the field, folks. And there's a lot more to it than what you're being shown. It's not just Nancy Pelosi disappearing. It's what happened before and after. It's not just what Kanye's saying. It's the stuff you haven't seen. But when you see the entire, when all of these people pretend that their moral outrage is why they're cutting off Kanye, don't be a sucker. You are not permitted to speak power. Speak truth to power, Goy. The Jews have a statutory system. The Jewish mafia has a statutory system that would hide a Satanist, so it'll definitely hide anything else. And you really have to look at the details. And when you think you can just quickly run your shit together, no, you can't. You just more amateur hour antics. More, and the amateur hour antics are then supported by Kanye's wife going on Saturday Night Live. So, if you think this is an accident, your perception is being manipulated so hard that Sam Bankman-Fried's philanthropic goals will no longer be realized because FTX doesn't work. Not a fraud. It's not obvious fraud. The same people trying to ride Kanye out of business will tell you that Sam Bankman-Fried, former Jew boy, now fraud, so he's a white guy now. He's white now that he's a fraud. He was a Jew before then. Don't worry, it's not a Jew mafia in control of the money and the media. It's not that, campers. Go back to sleep.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't.